gross.
Look at it.
It looks like a flaccid situation.
I know. Look at it.
I don't want to look at it. I don't need that in my life.
Do I really need to have this near my face the whole show?
It's up to you, man.
Oh my God, look at it.
Your decisions are your own. I don't like how it's just hanging there.
Same.
Just weird and soft and flailing.
Ew.
That's so gross, dude.
I think I'm gonna have to hold it.
Maybe if you hold it, it'll get better. Maybe.
Maybe if I hold it, it'll be less soft.
Maybe. Because the way it's just limp there is really weird.
Hi, everyone. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds great. You sound great.
Thanks. It's 6:11 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. And it's Friday. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
I'm speaking into a limp mic.
Ha ha.
What's up, girl?
Oh, you know.
How's that life treating you?
It's rough, man. It's rough. Yours?
I'm okay. No complaints,
I guess. How was your day?
Good. I didn't go to work.
Why?
I worked from home.
Hmm.
My stomach really hurt this morning.
Why? What'd you eat last night?
Kind of hurts all the time now.
Up or down?
Like, in here.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to go to a stomach guy.
Maybe you have Crohn's.
Ken says I have indigestion.
Maybe you have IBS.
Well, I mean, I definitely have that.
You got to change your eating if you want to fix that.
Why would you eat? I mean, I eat well. I don't eat badly.
There's certain foods that you think wouldn't be bad for you, but they are.
Like what?
I just found out I'm not supposed to eat cruciferous vegetables.
You said this a couple weeks ago.
I'm just shocked
like
by
kale. It. Like kale.
Like for years, no one ever told me that that would upset my thyroid and my semi-problems.
But kale's your favorite.
No. Kale Caesar salad is my favorite. Oh, that's different than just kale.
People keep saying I'm pregnant, but I'm not. But remember before the marathon, I was complaining I was nauseous all the time.
Mm.
But I'm not. So it's not that.
Maybe you were and you lost it.
I guess that's a possibility. You know, that happens more often than you would think.
It happens a lot.
People don't know.
People don't talk about it enough.
And people don't know.
I know. Talk about the comments board.
Oh, you can join the comments community by going... This is hard because I...
Because it's soft? Well, you can move the whole thing, can't you?
But then...
Just move the red dot.
I can't.
No, you can. Sounds nice. Tape it. Do you want a piece of tape?
There we go.
Perfect.
You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo. Tonight's topic is what would you name your microwave? Call us at 201-209-9368.
We were in the record library with Joel, who hosts Rolling Motion on Saturday nights, and he would name his microwave Zappy.
That's a good one.
I don't have an answer for this topic, but I did think of it in a dream, and that's got to be worth something.
And then Matt Warwick said he would name his refrigerator Dr. Cold.
Another good one.
Call us at 201-209-9368.
Let's make this a great topic because Ken said it was going to suck.
I love proving him wrong.
So much. 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, and we want to know, what would you name your microwave?
As always, our favorite call wins a free t-shirt. Here we go.
Kid-friendly topic.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I would call it Mike.
That's actually pretty good.
Almost funny.
Yeah. I like that one.
What's your name?
Zachary.
Zachary, thank you for calling.
Wait.
Thank you.
What would you name your washing machine?
You're going to put him on the spot, huh?
You're really putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to think of Mike?
Yeah. Came right away.
See?
What would you name your blender?
Swirly.
It's embarrassing. What would you name your toaster?
Toasty.
Ray.
Ray?
Like?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's very strange.
I like it when you don't know why.
What
actually.
About your vacuum cleaner?
Ooh, good one. I would name it after, like, the sluttiest girl in my high school.
Oh, my God, Michelle!
Me. No, just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Well played. Well played.
I actually wasn't slutty in high school.
I like that, my friend. That was funny.
I wasn't slutty in high school.
What would you name
But that implies you were slutty outside of high school, and you weren't that either.
No, I was a party animal. There's a difference.
Yeah. What'd you say, buddy?
Oh, what would you name your helicopter if you have
one? No. No,
that's
no.
not an appliance.
It's not an appliance. But good topic.
Oh. Okay.
Bye, Zach.
Well, thanks for taking the time out of your day to talk to us.
You can't put him on the spot.
Men. Mm-mm. Women are on the spot every day of their lives.
Every second of every day of my goddamn life.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I would name my microwave Janine.
Why? That's your sister's name.
It's a good name for a microwave.
That's my sister's name.
What?
That's my sister's name.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I kind of like it for a microwave.
Yeah, I think it just fits.
I think so, too.
I don't know what that says.
I don't like the name Janine. I don't like the name. It's not a good name.
Wait, it's your mom's name, too?
My mom's name.
Juana.
Yeah, but people call her Janine, so then she named my sister Janine. Janine and Francine.
Cute.
Yeah, cute. What about, what would you name your vacuum cleaner?
Sir Cumberbun.
That is so weird. People are so weird. What would you name your toaster?
Oh, Carl, of course.
These aren't real.
What would you name your refrigerator?
Wait, Michelle said they're not real? They're not real. I don't name my thing.
Why not? I name all my plants.
Who is this? Who are we talking to?
Nicholas from Montclair. Hey, guys.
Hi, Nicholas from Montclair. What? I'm being polite.
Oh, I thought you were flirting.
No.
I couldn't tell.
No, I have too many flirts going on.
Oh,
I don't
good
have
for
time
you.
For
I like it.
I don't have time for more flirts.
Good for you, Michelle.
Thanks. My therapist says I'm an amazing woman. I'm just joking. All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too.
I'm like speechless. Have a good one.
My therapist says I'm an amazing woman.
Yeah. Fancy dinners.
Oh, that's how you're getting your fancy dinners.
Fancy dinners and freelance jobs.
How are you meeting these flirts?
I meet the flirts on Tinders.
You're still doing that?
No, I'm doing it again. I'm not
still
doing
it. Oh, right, you started it again.
Yeah.
How's that going? Is there still handsome guys on there? Some? Hit or miss?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Get that dinner, girl.
Right.
Yeah, you might as well.
Might as well.
201-209-9368. Michelle, I know this is going to make you really happy, so I want to share it with you.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
We have a full board on your microwave topic.
I've been wanting to do this for months.
On a sunny day. So that says a lot, right?
Yeah, I feel good.
Good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hey, hi, Rooster.
Wow. So how are you tonight?
We're good. How are you?
It's a beautiful day here.
It is a beautiful day here.
Yeah. Paradise, that's for sure. This is the best time of the year here.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because of the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's just gorgeous here this time of year.
Where are you again? In Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
Central
like
Florida.
It's warm at night and a little chilly, it's warm in the day and a little chilly at night.
Yeah, in the morning it
Yeah.
It's right nice. Now in the morning, it's in the high 50s.
What town are you in again?
Holapaw.
Holapaw. What would you name your microwave rooster?
What is goodbye? I got rid of my white microwave quite a while back. I want to paint a little picture in your mind.
Okay? What is goodbye?
About my white microwave.
Okay.
Remember, I live alone. And so I wrote this little very short story, and it goes like this. The view from the out the window from the blue chair is serene. Hunger, however, clouds the ability to appreciate its beauty. A trip to the kitchen is imperative.
I think
the refrigerator offers up something just the right size. A tap on the big button opens the microwave. There's something in there. It's hot.
Did you write a microwave poem for us?
Well, there it is. It's not really a poem, but...
It was beautiful.
It's something that really happened. Okay, I forgot that I put something in the microwave in the time it took to get from the microwave to my chair.
Aw, Rooster.
Life is good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, Rooster. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Carmichael on the comments board says he would name his refrigerator Sir Cools-a-Lot.
Pretty good.
I like that one.
I like it, too.
201-209-9368. What would you name your microwave? Nicholas says he would name his toaster, this is a good one, Crispin Glower.
We always like a good little pun.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Well done, Nicholas.
What would you name your microwave?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I would name my microwave Spinbad, kind of like Sinbad, and my microwave is terrible at spinning.
Spinbad, like with the stupid plate?
Sinbad?
Spinbad.
Sinbad. Like Sinbad. It's just as terrible as Sinbad. But no, the plate thing always gets caught, so whenever it spins, it just gets stuck.
I gotcha.
That's cute. I like that one.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight we're naming appliances. What would you name your microwave? Call us.
I wish I had a really good answer.
Maybe one will come to you.
I hope so.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Ted.
Hey.
I watched your email. I'm sorry I didn't reply to it.
Oh, no problem.
But what presents did you send Michelle this week, Ted?
None.
I didn't send anything.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to see what
but
I didn't
I have
get.
Been using the hell out of my two big presents that you've given me in the past few years lately. Every day.
Okay. That makes me very happy.
Makes
Maybe
me
I'll
happy.
Maybe I'll bring something to the record fair.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, the record fair. Should we say something about that?
Yes.
When is it? In the 27th, 8th, and 9th in Brooklyn, yes?
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun at the Brooklyn Expo Center, 27, 28, and 29. Michelle, will you be there the whole time?
I will be there the entire time. So please come say hi to me.
I think I'll be there the Saturday at the merch table.
Cool, cool. It's going to be awesome, and it's a big fundraiser for the station.
It's really fun.
It's a big fundraiser for the station, and it's super fun. There's a ton of bands playing on Saturday, and just come out. Everyone come out and have a good time.
All right, Ted. Wait, you didn't tell us what you would name your microwave, did you?
No. Spencer.
Why?
Spencer.
That's the name of the inventor of the microwave. And Spencer sounds kind of appliancey. I don't know, you know.
Someone named Spencer invented the microwave?
Was his last name Spencer or his first name Spencer?
Last name. Ow. Percy Spencer.
Percy Spencer. That's a better name for a microwave.
Yeah, that makes sense. Percy Spencer invented the microwave. I like it. Percy.
Did you know that or did you look it up, Ted?
I looked it up.
Still counts. It's okay.
All right, have a good one.
Okay. You didn't ask me about the vacuum cleaner, though.
Oh, sorry. Oh, what would you name your vacuum cleaner?
Well, that one's easy because it already has a name. Kirby.
Kirby or well, Kirby?
Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y.
What would you name your toaster?
I don't know. I don't use the toaster all that much. I have like a toaster oven. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love me a toaster oven.
That's what I cook all my food in.
Hell yes.
I don't have a microwave.
Me either. Microwaves are gross.
They scare me.
But they're just like, they make food soggy.
They make food suck.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want your food to be crispy.
Remember when they came out and everyone was like, you can cook an egg in the microwave.
Ew.
You can cook this in the microwave.
I'm kind of surprised people still use them, to be honest.
I think that the old microwaves, like, were super powerful and you maybe could do some stuff like that. But like
cook a meatloaf?
That's so gross. Like, ew. No. It's gross.
All right, oh, Ted.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Everyone likes Percy Spencer.
That is a good one.
I'm seeing if there's anything on the comments board, but there isn't.
Really?
Robin's not there, so people are wondering where she is.
I wish she's probably a beautiful day where she is. San Fran. 201-209-9368.
I was on the bus this week, and some crazy guy... Well, he wasn't crazy, but he was just very loud. He came over, and he said, how'd you get an FMU hat? Because I had my...
The winter one or the cap?
The winter one. My favorite hat. And I said, I worked there. You work there? And he was going nuts, and he started talking to me about all this music, and I didn't know what he was talking about.
What shows did he like?
I don't even... No, I asked him if he still listened. He said not as much as he used to. But he was saying FMU is the best metal station. Is it? I was like, I didn't know that.
I mean, there's metal shows on, but it's not known as being a metal station. He might... There might be another station he's...
No, he was definitely like a Jersey dude. Like, it was definitely the same station.
I mean, there is metal shows here. People play metal, for sure.
I just thought it was funny that he was offended I had an FMU hat. And he, how'd you get that hat?
You got it.
201-209-9368. He was so loud on the bus. People were staring at us. It was embarrassing a little bit.
I want to know what shows he likes.
I mean, he didn't really say. When I asked if he still listened, he just said, like, a little, but not the way he used to. 201-209-9368. What would you name your microwave? Oh.
What?
Scott has weird answers.
Scott who?
I think it's Scott. All out Scott?
Yeah.
Microwave kitten dryer, toaster kitten paw warmer, dryer kitten amusement park, vacuum kitten torture?
Why does he want to torture?
And then in the next comment, he says, I love kittens. Doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Who am I calling? I'm sorry. Did I dial the wrong number?
I don't know. Who were you trying to call?
I'm sorry. I meant to dial the wrong number.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Mike.
Who did you think you were calling? Because we can hear that...
I was trying to call the radio station.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
This is the radio station.
Oh, okay.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you said. You're on the radio.
No. Yeah, I said that.
Oh.
You're live on the radio. Do you want to maybe turn your radio down and talk to us?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Or would you like to go?
I'm sorry?
So what would you name your microwave?
Oh. Mikey.
Someone already called in with
that.
Yeah.
You got another one?
He did.
Mike McKenzie?
There you go.
You got another one? What would you name your toaster?
My toaster.
Oh, God.
Your fridge. What would you name your fridge?
Or your vacuum cleaner. Come on, give us something, buddy.
A vacuum cleaner. It's hard. I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe think of something and call us back.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's
all right,
okay.
Have a good one.
Don't apologize.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Underpowered.
Is that for your microwave?
Yeah, this microwave, here's the thing. It's this little square Kenmore Sears-made microwave, right?
Yeah.
And it fits perfectly on this little table. It's perfectly cube square. And I've never seen another one that same size ever since. And it's just like, you can't cook popcorn with it.
Hmm. So what do you use it for?
Have you... just about everything. It works. I mean, you just got to leave it in there a little while.
But I would just really like to know what people use microwaves for.
Oh.
Popcorn, I understand.
How about crack?
You put crack in the microwave?
The first time I ever saw somebody make crack, they made it in a microwave.
The first time.
Yeah. There's so many things to unravel in this.
Cocaine, and you just boil it off.
Wait, in the microwave?
Like in a bowl?
In the microwave, yeah, swear to God.
Instead of using a lighter?
Yeah. Well, no. To make crack.
Oh. Not to smoke crack.
It's water, baking soda, and cocaine? That's how you make crack?
That's basically it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you know.
That's why it's cheaper than cocaine.
Because it's, like, diluted.
Cut.
Yeah.
Are you going to name your teapots? I got a good teapot name.
That's not an appliance.
Mm-mm.
It's an appliance. You make your tea in it.
It's not an appliance.
You don't plug it in. No, you don't plug it in.
Oh, Franny, how's your belly? You've been having belly pain?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Do people stress you out? Do you feel pain in your belly?
I do.
No, I think it's more like what I eat.
I had a surprise endoscopic thing last week. I have two ulcers.
What? How do I know if I have an ulcer?
I think your pain's in a different part of your stomach. Her pain's in her lower belly.
I have no pain, none whatsoever at all, zilch.
Do they have to take them out?
No, what they do is they give you a drug, Protonix.
Uh-huh.
You know, cut the acid. And the other thing they do is if it comes back with H. pylori, they give you antibiotics. But otherwise, you're okay.
I'm very prone. Very prone.
You have ulcers?
I have gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD.
What's that?
It's when your stomach is filled with acid.
How do you know if you have that?
Because I had horrible stomach pains, and I used to throw up all the time, and I would throw up, like, yellow bile, and I'd have a bunch of endoscopies all the time. And then they said that I went to the doctor to get my endoscopy when I was, like, 16, and the nurse was, like, doing the sonogram first, and they were like, you weren't supposed to drink or eat anything after last night, and I was like, I didn't, and my mom was like, you knew we were coming in for this.
Of course.
And I was like, I didn't. So then they, like, tested it, and it turned out my entire stomach up to my vocal cords was filled with bile. It wasn't water or liquid or anything. And they said that the reason my throat was scratchy was because it was eating away at my vocal cords, the acid.
So how do you fix that?
I mean, obviously now I'm just, like, not stressed at all.
Oh, it was from stress?
It's from stress.
Oh.
Yeah. Poor Michelle. I hope you feel better. But I
had
no pain
whatsoever. That sounds awful.
Bad. Okay. It was bad in college. I think, like, probably partying exasperated
like drinking
it.
And stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I'll go to a doctor.
I'm fine now. I'm perfect. I'm amazing.
What did your therapist say?
That I'm an amazing woman.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Don't try and take that away from me.
Did you put me on hold? I can't tell.
No, you're here. No. We're just talking about what an amazing woman Michelle is.
She is an incredible person. No
All right.
About it.
I don't like it when other people compliment me.
Only
get
your therapist?
Out,
okay, I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one.
You should get an endoscopy and a colonoscopy.
That's the poopy one.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt.
Pocket skinny.
Yeah, because they make you drink all this liquid and it's insane.
The last time I did one of those, I watched Ben-Hur on the toilet.
It's unbelievable how much pours out of your body.
It's so gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
It makes you feel amazing.
I know.
I want to go get a colonic.
I would name my microwave Mickey Nuker.
What?
What?
Mickey Nuker.
Mickey what? Nuker?
Nuke stuff.
Hmm. Mickey Nuker.
I don't mind
Sounds
that.
Sounds like a mob name.
Yeah.
It's kind of a play on Mickey Nuker.
Like
Mickey
Boardwalk
Nuker.
Empire?
Yeah, Mickey Nuker.
On Boardwalk Empire?
No, Mickey Nuker is like a slightly, arguably derogatory term used to describe someone from Newark back in the day.
Really?
Nicky Norker.
Never heard that before.
But, all right, buddy. Thanks
Newark
for calling.
It's pronounced Nork.
Have a good one. Michelle, what's a keto diet?
Oh, keto. It's a kind of like a version of Atkins, and you have a lot of like fats, and your net carbs have to be a certain amount every day, and your net carbs you get by getting your carbs minus your your net carbs are your regular carbs minus your dietary fiber. So something could have a lot of, it's keto synthesis or something. So then your body goes into this state where it's constantly burning fat, but it's really hard and you won't be able to do it.
Because you have to eat what? It depends.
Bacon.
When I did Atkins, ugh.
It's kind of like Atkins, but even more intense.
I couldn't deal with Atkins.
Keto's too hard. I thought about doing it and I looked into it.
Sounds complicated.
I said I couldn't do it. Well, it's not that hard.
Ike says, I guess his name is Ike, he would name his blender Bryce, of course.
Oh, no, that's about Bryce's shirt.
And then
Bryce's
he said, this
show.
Will only make sense to Bryce's listeners.
That's a good
one. Good answer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to put him on the list. His name is Ike, but the I is an exclamation point.
Lucky him.
Bryce the blender. You're on the list, Ike. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Kyle in New Hampton.
Oh, hi, Rich Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, ladies. How's it going?
Good. Kyle, how are you?
Kyle's never touched a microwave.
You probably have a lot of appliances.
Yeah. She's probably never touched a microwave.
Fancy appliances.
Mealy's.
I do have a microwave. I call him Frank Zappa.
Oh, that's good.
That is a good one.
Your appliances are probably all stainless steel.
And Mealy's.
Yeah.
And what's that other fancy brand of appliance?
Probably Kitchen one I've never...
KitchenAid.
KitchenAid isn't fancy.
You just revealed yourself.
I like sturdy.
She likes it sturdy, Michelle.
I do.
Good for you, girl.
What would you name your washing machine?
I don't wash anything. Dale does that.
Good for you. Good for you.
Does he clean the whole house?
Not quite. But he does the laundry.
That's a big one, though. I hate doing my laundry.
But I don't sit on the washing machine when he's doing the laundry, either.
You should.
Yeah, girl.
He might. I don't know.
What would you name your refrigerator? You probably have one of those see-through refrigerators.
The refrigerator is the Magic Palace.
A Sub-Zero.
The Magic Palace?
Yeah, because that's where we keep all the food.
I like Frank Zappa. I actually think
that
was
really cute.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle.
I call the toaster the crunch maker.
Ooh, that's good.
You have a lot of good ones. Women are better at this topic.
What about your vacuum cleaner?
You have to name everything, because if you name things, then people don't steal it, because they feel like it's
who's
like going to
break into your house
family.
And steal your microwave?
You never know, Michelle. What about your vacuum cleaner?
Oh, that's the sucker.
I like the sucker. That's a
Kyle,
good
your answers are good.
Thank you.
You're on the list.
I'm always thinking, I'm on the list. That's awesome.
Wait, what were they again? Sucker?
Frank Zappa.
Zappa.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Frank Zappa's really good.
Thank you. All right, you guys got a lot to do. You got a full board there.
All right, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too,
Have
Kyle.
A good one.
Bye.
I love the name Kyle for a girl.
I like it too. I like guys' names for girls.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Like Frankie.
Yeah, that's cute. That's super cute, actually.
I wish people called me that instead of Fran.
You could have them call you that. I'll start calling you that.
Don't you think it's kind of late in my life?
No, we changed it to Franny. No one here called you Franny before.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's try it on at the next happy hour for size and see how it goes.
Let's see what happens.
That's like that time I had the new laugh. We'll see how it
What
goes.
About the time you had the new walk? That was my favorite time.
I don't remember my new walk.
Yeah.
Tell me.
You one day said, look at my new walk.
What was it? Was it the hip walk?
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't last long.
That's my runway walk. That's different. No, that's my pony walk. That's different than my runway walk.
Your pony walk and your runway walk?
Very different.
I have my limp walk.
Oh, yeah. Your pimp limp?
Yeah, I like that.
Frankie has a pimp limp.
That's right. Gotta like, you know.
You gotta grunt.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What would you name your microwave? This topic is a hit.
You know, it was all about timing.
True. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, I would think I would name my microwave, I think we're naming Gilly after my old pot dealer.
Hey, those microwaves are nothing but cancer machines. Cancer town, nothing.
Cancer town.
Cancer town.
Cancer town.
All right, thanks, guys.
You don't want any part of it.
Where
are you from, Rhode Island?
Are you in Boston?
Providence, the mean streets of Providence.
I said Rhode Island, baby. I called it.
The name's Doug Flats from Union, New Jersey.
You guys hang out in Fall River?
Fall River? Nah, I've never been.
It's right by Providence.
Yeah, they're lying.
The bridge in the Hudson River.
Yeah, they're from Jersey.
They're lying.
They were putting on voices.
That's not allowed. I do like it to name your microwave after your pot dealer. That makes no sense at all. You must be so high when you do that.
I like it.
What's for dinner?
I'm making sausage and peppers.
On a
with
roll
a little
or
brown
not
rice.
On a roll or not on a roll?
Little brown rice.
So no carbs.
No carb. We on no carb.
Are you making it from scratch or from Blue Apron?
From scratch, I don't do that anymore.
Are you making it or is Andy making it?
I make it. He makes breakfast.
Where do you get your recipe from?
It's not a recipe. I just cook up some sausage and throw in some peppers and some salt and pepper, and that's the end of the story.
Onions?
No onions.
No onions?
No, actually. That would be a nice addition.
Onions are amazing with salt.
Maybe we'll hit up the grocery store and get an onion.
Caramelize them a little bit. And
that
you've been cooking
yummy.
Onions since you were a kid.
That's true. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
What are you having for dinner?
I ordered takeout last night because I was very tired, so I'm having the rest of my takeout while I watch the Andre the Giant documentary.
I can't wait to see that.
I already saw half.
Wait, did you see the Gary Shandling one?
So good.
Like, life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So
incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
So good.
Andy didn't see it. I want to make him watch it.
It's revived my dreams of becoming a stand-up comedian.
You should do it.
I know I should.
I support 100.
I'm going to take up stand-up.
100.
Stand-up comedy and mixed martial arts. Those are my next two goals.
I started doing yoga.
It's amazing.
I feel stronger already, and I've only done it twice.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Where are you doing it?
I do it at home.
No, you got to do it at a place.
Why?
Because it'll be better.
Well, I found the videos on YouTube.
Are you doing
YouTube.
Bohemian What's Her Name?
No, who's that?
Should I look at that one? She's beautiful. She does hers in the, well, where you're going there. What's that place in California? Joshua Tree. So she, and her body's insane. I can't tell if her boobs are real or not. She's like.
Wait, what's her name?
She has like a whole bohemian lifestyle thing and her beautiful man bun husband. Like,
oh God, how annoying.
Yeah, but her yoga thing is in
like
Joshua
I'll like
Tree.
It?
And it's like, nice. It's actually a good practice. But I think you should go somewhere in real life.
I'm getting the hang of it.
And then you can do Bikram, the hot yoga.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
That's not true.
I'll probably have a heart attack and die.
No, you won't.
I could hardly do, like, the beginner's video. I thought I was going to, like, fall on the floor.
You should go to a professional place because you
so
should
weak.
Know your yeah. strengths and, like, what you can and can't do.
No, like, if anything was hurting, I just stopped. But I was like, I don't think I can hold this
but
much
But they'll
longer.
Help you with your form.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway.
Good for you.
Thanks. Feels good.
Feels great.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you girls doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm calling about the refrigerator.
All right. What do you got to say?
Well, I wanted to name mine Perry Farrell.
Why?
Because it's an homage or, you know, it's good. It's like the football player. Wasn't there a refrigerator Perry?
No, Perry Farrell
Perry
is the guy from Jane's
yeah.
Addiction.
What is wrong with you?
No, nothing. I'm
that guy's
sorry.
Name is like Dwayne the Refrigerator Perry or something.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Perry Farrell is a different human.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a name.
No, it matters.
It does matter if you named it after the football player or the junkie in Jane's Addiction.
No, it's you know, tribute.
To who?
To who?
Well, to the football player.
But
okay,
why would you
that's
name
not
your,
the name.
Why would you name your microwave that? And not your fridge.
What? The microwave is named Paul.
Oh, pardon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm so confused.
Perry right. Farrell.
You girls. All right, I gotta go. Okay. Oh, and by the way, vacuum is called Godzilla. I named him Godzilla.
That's a cute one. That's a good one for a vacuum.
Yeah, I like that too.
Think about the perspective.
Yeah, oh, I'm into that. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Perry Farrell. You know. That was so weird.
What was that guy's name? Oh, Mike the refrigerator Perry? Mike?
I don't know.
Dwayne? You know.
Roz Rolly says, his grill is named George Foreman. His quesadilla maker is named George Foreman. It's okay because George Foreman has five kids named George Foreman.
Who is a quesadilla maker is what I want to know. That's the real.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Like a.
What were those things called that made the pockets? They were so good. You could make like pocket sandwiches and then you would burn your mouth on them.
That sounds amazing.
It was called.
I used to have one of those for. I used to make grilled cheeses. Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, and it would. But it would seal it.
Yeah. It was like an envelope.
It was amazing. And you would always burn your mouth.
Yeah, what are those? I don't think they have a name, do they?
Yeah, they do. They have a name.
Oh, I used to make grilled cheeses in those.
Those things are awesome.
Ooh, I love a grilled cheese.
What is that thing called?
I love a grilled cheese.
I do too, but I'm really trying to lose this weight.
Same.
I'll get there.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Are we still on topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so my microwave's name would be Bernie.
Why?
Burns everything.
How do you burn something in the microwave?
Yeah, how do you burn something in the microwave?
Well, you know, it burns it. It dries it out. It burns it. It's terrible.
Gross.
I don't know why people have them. I don't understand it.
What do you think the percentages
really
of...
They really started in the 70s. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they were huge and really expensive.
I get why people had them then.
I don't get why they have them anymore.
Yeah, same.
Well, you know what? They're really good for baked potatoes.
Defrosting food.
It was William the Refrigerator Perry.
That was it. And he was in Super Bowl Shuffle. Remember when the Chicago Cubs made that rap video?
Oh, yeah. I love that video.
I hated it.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. Do you remember that, dude? The Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yes, of course I do.
Sing it.
No.
Why?
Come on.
Your radio show.
Come on, just rap a little bit. Do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
I was on the Atkins diet, and it's really hard.
And keto's even harder.
Keto is terrible.
Ketosis. That's what your body goes into, ketosis.
Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound healthy. I found the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Do you want to listen to it?
Let's listen to it. We're going to listen to a song.
Salmon is great. Anything
paleo
with fish oil, like sardines.
Oh, yeah, sardines are good for you.
Oh, my God, turn it up.
I'm trying. All right, are you going to sing along or what, bud?
I'll sing along.
You're not singing.
Sing it.
I can't hear it.
Oh,
can he not hear it? Oh, that sucks. What happens if you put it in mono?
I guess I should have donated more money so these equipment could work.
I just don't think we know how to make it
so
you can hear it. Oh, so he should hear it? You don't hear it?
No.
All right, never mind. Goodbye. These guys are hot. Ooh.
Sass. Let me see.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. I want that guy's Super Bowl Shuffle to set
me
free.
Oh my, I feel free already, girl. All right. That was funny. This guy's not hot. He's very uncomfortable.
Did you ever have to rap?
Me?
Like at a talent show or something?
Hell no.
I did. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my entire life.
Tell us more.
There was a 5th grade talent show. I didn't want to be in it, of course. So I just thought, like, if I didn't sign up or have a thing, they would just forget that I didn't do it. But all the losers who didn't want to do it or couldn't find a partner to do it with, and then me who didn't sign up, they made us do a rap. They put us all together, so it was like a bunch of, like, weirdos.
All the misfits.
Yeah. And we had to do a rap about an anti-drug rap.
Stop it.
I swear to God. And it was when I was getting a little bit fat. It was, I still remember the line, and we all had to do it together, and then we all had to do individual lines. And I remember my line.
What was it?
My line was, don't use drugs, get a natural high.
Oh, God.
And it was like, I was hysterical. Like, I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this? It was horrible. It was horrible.
How old were you?
Fifth grade. One of the worst moments of my entire life.
Like, you still are in pain thinking about it.
I worry that that video is going to surface one day. Almost as bad as the 10th grade talent show video.
What happened in the 10th grade talent show?
I got grounded for 2 weeks after.
What'd you do?
We took drugs and we drank alcohol, and then we went on stage in short shorts and did the Humpty Dance in front of the whole school, and my mom was in there, and then a bunch of moms called my mom and told her that we did an inappropriate dance.
Now I'm Googling the Humpty Dance because we have to hear it.
The Humpty Dance is so good.
Oh, the Humpty Dance.
I'll show you the move that got me grounded. You
Let's
see it?
Okay. Yeah.
I got to take my headphones off.
Okay, go.
And my glasses.
Wait, should we put the music on?
Yeah.
Wait, is it clean, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
One, two. Lick, lick, let me lick, smell, let me smell.
Okay, go.
Should I do it real quick?
Yeah.
What if I hurt myself?
You won't hurt yourself. I wish everyone could see this.
I don't think I can do it anymore.
Michelle is now standing up in the studio. Oh my God, she's on the floor doing inappropriate things to the floor. That was beautiful, Michelle.
Thanks.
I feel dirty.
You're welcome.
Where's the chorus? Come on.
This isn't it.
It's not? This is Digital Underground.
Yeah, but it's not the right song.
Oh. What about this one?
Is it the Humpty Dance?
They all say the Humpty Dance. Oh, no, we're not listening to this. This is not good. Is it not Digital Underground?
It is Digital Underground.
Weird.
Tupac's in that video. 201-209-9368. This is WFMU. I don't know how we got from What Would You Name Your Microwave to the Humpty Dance, but...
But we did, and that's all that matters.
Freeform radio, baby.
Yeah, I can't find it. Weird.
Let's take a call.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Does Andy have a website?
Hi, you're on the radio. He does, actually.
Hello, ladies. It's Tom from the meetup.
Hey, Tom. What's up? Your friend Pat Sabbath called me this weekend. This week.
This weekend?
No, this week at work.
What?
No way.
Why?
Asking about his pledge, but he just got directed to Joe Magasco.
Emailed you, so...
Emailed you back.
Invasive. What?
I emailed you back.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. I didn't call. It would be appropriate.
All right. Well, you guys can have it out. Email versus phone and what's appropriate days.
No problem.
What would you name your microwave?
Franny, I got something for you, Franny. You ready?
What? Oh, God. Okay.
What's up?
Oh, you love that.
I know, Michelle, you hate that. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
I think she's desensitized to it. She didn't even get mad this time.
She got mad the last time. That was a while ago.
Well, when everyone was doing it for like 40 minutes, it was so gross. I can handle one or two.
What?
I can handle one or two.
Okay, I just did one. I just had to get it out of the way.
What would you name your microwave, Tom, from the meetup?
The name of my microwave is Mommy.
Oh, ew. God! What's wrong with you?
All my meals.
Ew, that is so gross.
Get it together, Tom. You're too old for this crap.
Ew.
I know, but that's funny.
It is. It's kind of funny.
Throw up.
I can't.
All right. You got any more? Fridge?
My vacuum cleaner's name is Lynn.
Why?
Just after my high school girlfriend who sucked, not in a good way.
That's funny.
And my refrigerator's name is Johnny Rotten.
Aw.
You do the math.
Ew.
Those are good ones.
Johnny Rotten's good, Tom.
Yeah, that is
meetup.
Good.
You're on the list.
You're on the list, Tom. Listen at the end of the hour.
I'm on the list?
Yeah, listen at the end of the hour.
Oh,
you might win a free T-shirt.
Don't
get too excited.
Doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means you're mentioned.
It doesn't mean anything, but
it means
still, yeah.
It's a little.
It's
all right.
Something.
All right,
it makes my life worth living.
Have
Whoa,
a good
that's,
one.
That's not good. Revisit that.
Andy sent the song.
Night night, ladies.
All right, have a good one. Okay, now turn it up.
I look funny.
That's it.
But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world,
with the nose. Michelle, do you know all the words? Michelle knows all the words, everyone. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty. They're saying Tupac was a backup dancer in the video.
Yeah, Tupac is awesome. Don't you love Tupac?
Everyone loves Tupac.
Exactly. All eyes on me. All eyes on you.
People want to know what drugs you were on at the talent show.
Probably pills.
Paul D asked.
I don't know. What drugs do kids do in 10th grade? Pills?
I mean, I weed. Didn't.
Pills? Weed?
I did weed.
Alcohol?
I did the weeds.
Acid? Mushrooms?
Hi, you're on the radio. Were you on all of that at the same time?
No. What am I, insane?
I don't know.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I didn't even do that much drugs in high school.
Hello?
I'm Eddie.
What? Oh, it's know-it-all. Hi, know-it-all.
My microwave?
Uh-huh.
The same as my answer from 2 weeks ago. Horton.
Great answer. What about your fridge?
My toaster is Yertle.
Why?
Yertle the turtle. Because I already have names for my vacuum cleaner and dustbuster. They're called Thing 1 and Thing 2. That's from the Cat in the Hat. Remember they clean up the house?
Yeah.
So I already named them.
I don't actually mind that answer.
It's a good answer, you know? It was like, why not Thing 1, Thing 2? Remember they clean up the house?
So yep.
So Mom won't notice the mess?
Yes. All right.
Let's go with Dr. Seuss characters. You can name everything in your house.
It's true. All right. Thanks, Know-It-All.
Sure thing.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
I actually do like Thing 1 and Thing 2 for the Dustbuster. I think that's cute.
I love me a Dustbuster.
I need a better new one. I was thinking about getting one of those vacuums. Those ones, the robots.
What are they called?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. What are they called? The thing that walks around by itself?
I need one to clean up my hair.
Oh, my God. What is it called? Now I need to know.
iRobot?
No.
Hoover, who,
No.
Okay.
No. What's the walking around vacuum cleaner robot thing called, everyone? The Roomba!
Roomba.
Thank you, Jeff Moore.
Roomba. I was thinking about getting one. But.
What's the dance you do at the gym?
What dance?
Isn't Zumba. That called Roomba?
Zumba.
Oh, Zumba.
Did you know that I learned this on, do you listen to Tectonic on Mondays, Mark Hirsch show, about like technology and whatever? He said that the Roombas have microchips in them, and when they're going around your when they're cleaning your apartment, they're recording the architectural plans of your apartment and then sending that information back to people who are like
telling it where to go?
Like stealing, I guess, a bunch of information.
But what do they care what the layout of your stupid apartment
is? I don't know.
It's
like all they're collecting all this weird information.
But all they're collecting is information about your space.
I don't know. It was something scary. Maybe I wasn't listening hard enough. But I remember being freaked out.
Does it have like a filter and a bag in it? Like where does the stuff it sucks up goes? Because it's like flat, isn't it?
I think it's like a dome.
But like, so is it something you clean?
Yeah, you probably have to clean it.
Huh. I've never seen one in real life.
I wonder if they work.
It seems to me like they wouldn't.
I feel like my Roomba would hate me.
Oh, Jeff Moore just called it the thing which smears poop all over your house if a pet had an accident. Ew! Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I named my microwave in honor of the president. I call it Tiny Hands, and that's how it makes those little waves.
Ew.
I heard you got a real job.
Gio, what are you doing here?
He got a real job.
All right, have a good one. Gio, what's your new job?
Bank teller. Sucks. You get to touch all the money?
Do you wash your hands?
Of course.
Like, how many times a day do you wash your hands?
At least, like, 5 times a day.
Do you love it?
It's all right.
It's not that bad?
It's not that bad.
That's good.
Do girls hit on you?
No.
Why are you huffing and puffing?
Just got out of the light rail. It was late.
You're okay, bud. Take it easy over there.
You look very smart with your tie on, Gio.
Yeah, you look handsome. You have man shoes on.
Man shoes.
Oh, you're such a grown-up all of a sudden.
When did that happen? The intern turned into a man right before our eyes.
We raised him well. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
My microwave's name is Alfredo.
That's Alfredo. That's my dad's name.
Alfredo?
That's your band's name?
Do they call him Freddy?
My dad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, your dad's name. Okay. I thought you said your van's name.
No, my dad.
Okay. And then my vacuum cleaner is Steven Tyler.
What? Oh, because he's got a big mouth.
Big mouth?
He's got a big mouth. And he sucks, too.
That's cute.
And then my fridge. Or no, not my fridge. My toaster is Crispin Glover.
Why? Oh, someone already said that.
Oh, really?
Is it Ian?
Yeah.
Did you get your shirt?
I did, yeah. I got it yesterday. Thank you.
Wait, how did someone have that same answer?
Crisp? Toaster?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a stretch.
No. I said Crispin Glover.
Someone said that.
Someone said Crispin Glower.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Have a good one, Ian.
All right.
Bye, Ian. Later.
One more?
You think Ian will come to the record fair?
Props.
Yeah, one more.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? What would you name your microwave?
My microwave would be named Merlin.
Why?
Because it's like a magician. It heats up the food with no flame, and then you put it in, and it's cold. You take it out, and it's like hot, steamy, and it's ready to eat.
Magic.
It is magic.
Magic.
All right, that's all we got.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I was going between, like, David No Flame, you know, instead of David Blaine.
Oh, ha-ha.
Yeah, I figured Merlin was better.
You went with the right answer. Yeah. You can sleep well tonight with that.
Okay, have a good one. Okay, on the list we have Ike with Bryce the Blender, Kyle who had Frank Zappa for her microwave, and Tom who had Johnny Rotten for his fridge.
I like Kyle for one. She had a bunch of answers. She was creative.
She was consistently good.
Yeah.
Kyle, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You have been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for the amazing Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Vibes and Stuff crew representing in Canada with my posse, and you're peeping out Billy Jam. Doesn't give a goddamn. Dropping some shit on him for mad years. Word is born.
For mad years. Word is born.
You need to calm down.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
Stress level.
My stress level is...
First thing in the morning, people give me shit. That's how I know my day's begun.
Stress.
Can you believe I work in a bank?
Stress.
At night, I'm crazy.
But someday, I'll go crazy. Stress. But someday, I'll go crazy. Stress.
But you know, I have good days and bad days and bad days. But you know, I have good days and bad days.
I'm having a no stress day.
Stress is life.
I swear some days I feel...
Now I'm dealing with your stress level. You need to calm down.
Stress is life.
Now I'm dealing with your stress level. You need to calm down.
Stress is life.
Let me take a deep breath.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please. Yeah. Take another deep breath.
Take three more deep breaths. Stress is a physical reaction.
stress is like...
Take a deep breath. Yeah, please. Yeah, please. Yeah, please. Yeah. Take another deep breath.
Take a few more deep breaths. Stress is a physical reaction.
Stress is life.
I'm dealing with your stress level.
I see a lot of pills advertised to relieve stress. I think that's a huge scam. Stress is life. Yeah.
I never have a no stress day, do you?
Stress is stressful. Stress is a survival mechanism. When danger appears, it can get you out of trouble quickly. Your body crashes up the gears and throws all its resources into getting you moving. Your heart pumps furiously to increase blood pressure. Glucose is sent to the muscles as a fuel injection.
Ready? We're going to warm up. We're going to start with the January, February, March, April. All right. January, February, March, April. I honestly feel like drumming could make the world a better place. It's great for stress reduction. It's great for stress reduction. It's great for stress reduction. It's one of the few activities you can do where you actually use all four segments of the brain at the same time.
The stress primarily comes from not taking action over something that you can have some control over. So if I find that some particular thing is causing me to have stress, that's a warning flag for me. There's something that I haven't completely identified, perhaps in my conscious mind, that is bothering me, and I haven't yet taken any action on it. I find as soon as I identify it and make the first phone call or send off the first email message, or the mere fact that we're addressing it dramatically reduces any stress that might come from it. So stress comes from ignoring things that you shouldn't be ignoring. Stress doesn't come from hard work. For example, you know, you can be working incredibly hard and loving it. And likewise, you can be out of work and incredibly stressed over that.
To complain, but the sting's in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Takes long, got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block, packing nines like September. Change the situation, clock is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue, where they be acting brand new. I'm sludging on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting. Talking out their joints, but they wasn't saying. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative died.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willie.
I had my cash, fix my rent, loop with my play dough. I gotta see some leads, so all my girls I blow. Should miss this with my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs stoked before them pigs popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One roll, they had my pocket surfier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know.
Low cash flow.
Your baby's on the way.
And you don't know who.
And cross town niggas tryna
bust at you.
Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. Your vision through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Brokers get pistol smacked. The switch hitting. Queens niggas liquid sauce sitting. We're raw puppy. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like hey lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas flat dancing, yo, I don't know why. Your chicken snitching, she got you cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Shinobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas, it's 7:30. And got me stressed out like you frog MC.
I really know how it feels to be. recognize, I despise weak. I'm at my peak, I seek more than the boredom that you are accustomed to. The connoisseur, I love hip-hop more than I did as a kid, so I gotta get rid of those who pose. Case closed. I'm dynamic with panic, and it's exactly how I play.